Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show, hour number three, here on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tufts Free Farm Radio. Glad you're able to join the Shukri Wright Show on a Wednesday afternoon, wherever you may be, however you may be listening. Thank you for making this show part of your day. As mentioned, this is hour number three. We started at 12 today. I'll be here with you until 3 o'clock. But don't worry, I'll be back again tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. sharp. Right here on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. I'll be on the air tomorrow, 9 a.m. to 12 noon. 3 hours again. So, for those who love and enjoy the show, thank you. And hope you'll be able to tune in. We'll have quite a bit of stuff to get through and whatnot. And it pertains to baseball, the cheating scandal, and whatever else that may come up. Interestingly enough, this is a very interesting time in Boston sports because, one, the Patriots, they're done. The Red Sox are still in the offseason, but spring training is rapidly approaching. Truck Day hasn't even arrived yet. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Red Sox Truck Day, I believe, is the beginning of February. But what date exactly? I have no idea, but I can actually look that up and tell you. That is actually February 3rd. That is February 3rd. So those who are absolutely like obsessed with that, February 3rd is truck day at Fenway, meaning the truck will load up with all the Red Sox equipment. Head down to Florida, pitchers and catchers report for the Boston Red Sox for spring training and so forth. So here we are. Baseball is back in about 3 weeks. Yeah, 3 weeks. Sounds about right. So with that being said, we're going to get into an article that was published about an hour ago on the Boston in the Boston Globe website, and as well as talk about a part of the article that really got my attention. Now, this was written by Andrew Mahoney of the Boston Globe, and the article is titled "Why MLB Players Aren't Being Punished in the Astros Red Sox Sign Stealing Investigation." Okay. Please do tell. So, the part that really stood out to me was this. This is what he wrote. Quote, but there is another reason players have not been penalized. According to the Wall Street Journal, the league reached an agreement early in the process with the MLB Players Association that granted immunity in exchange for honest testimony. The deal was struck in part because the league did not believe it would win any grievances with the players, who would appeal the decision because the Astros front office never discussed the league's warning to stop using electronic devices to steal signs. The deal with the MLB Players Association allowed the league to interview 23 current and former Astro players during a two-month investigation, but it also means none of the players who actually committed the violations will be punished. So they weren't punished because they were given immunity, but this agreement came very early in the process before the investigation really got underway. So I gotta ask you this one question then. Does that very piece prove a point that I made 2 weeks ago? Was it 2 weeks ago? About 2 weeks ago, almost. About a week and a half ago now, actually. Actually, it was a week and a half ago that I mentioned this. Now that I actually remember. Here's the funny part that I find in all of this. I made mention on the show last week that the players shouldn't have been granted immunity. They should have been punished for what they did. And the part that I find that's most hilarious in all of this is the following. This article proves exactly my point and the point that I was making in terms of the MLB, especially Commissioner Manfred. I feel that you should have punished the players. You should have punished the players. And you shouldn't have even resorted to giving them any type of immunity because of the fact that, one, you knew what you did was wrong and you still did it. Now, there was a piece in the article that did say that the players would have appealed any type of disciplinary decision due to the fact that the front office did not inform them of the warning that was sent league-wide in regards to using digitally stealing signs. Interesting. Okay. So help me understand this very fact here. If you're the Boston Red Sox and you see that, does that make you feel any better or worse in terms of the players cooperating? I mean, I would like to think that they would receive the same kind of immunity and protection that the Astros players received as well. But who knows? Who knows at this point? Because if we're completely honest, I wouldn't be overly surprised if the Red Sox players are given immunity as well. But it wouldn't lessen the punishment that they would have coming down as well. If, in fact, something were to be found, if they were to be found guilty of any wrongdoing, we don't know. But I have to ask this question. It's an open-ended question and so forth. Should the Red Sox receive any type of immunity? Should the Astros have received any type of immunity as well? Should they have? That's the question. My answer is no. Because here's the thing. The Red Sox have no excuse. The Astros, on that very, very small crack of the door, they have an excuse because they say that the front office didn't really elaborate or get into specifics. The Red Sox were warned after the whole Apple Watch thing. They were warned. The Red Sox and the Yankees. They were warned about this. But if in fact that they're found guilty of any wrongdoing, now, no. Immunity goes out the window. Because you were warned. You were warned. Before all this came about from Mike Fiers. I just think that ultimately, if you're the Red Sox, you have to be thinking, is this a good look or a bad look for the team? I do wonder. I wonder if the Red Sox are looking at this saying, did we really just dodge a bullet here? I don't know. I don't think you did. If anything, this only makes it worse. And at this point, I'm not even so sure if I'm feeling so confident as to can the Red Sox overcome this. I'm sure they will, but how much of an impact will the punishment have, or if there's any, we'll see. You can call into the show at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. And I'll offer this final thought before we head on the music break. If you are Tom Werner and John Henry, what is your next plan in terms of the next course of action? What's your plan? Because the big thing that I have now is you need to establish some kind of culture. There is no culture in that clubhouse. The Astros, oh my God, don't even get me started. They have a serious culture issue. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. None. Zero. I'm telling you, this is a really interesting time in Boston, sports-wise. You have the Red Sox involved in this conundrum. The Bruins, they are now on their bye, so to speak. And not to mention, also, that the Celtics, they're in season as well. So, Pat Sox off-season, Bruins Celtics in-season right now. That's it. And now it's going to hit even harder once we get into the dog days of February and there's only basketball and hockey in the city. I feel like we're getting there, but if you think these last couple of weeks have been kind of slow moving, so to speak, in terms of like sports in Boston, it hasn't been so slow since that sign stealing scandal and the punishment came out on the Astros a week and a half ago. So that's something to keep in mind. It's gonna be interesting. It's gonna be very interesting. Call in the show 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636. So, because we are still having computer problems, I am going to read a PSA. So, this PSA is brought to you by 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Know your cell phone rights. Whether you're taking your cell phone with you on a walk, in your car, or to a civil protest, you should know your legal rights. The U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ruled that police must obtain a warrant to search a person's cell phone. However, a phone without a passcode can be readily be searched by anyone holding it, and a Virginia court recently ruled that a defendant can be compelled to unlock a device that's protected only by a fingerprint sensor. So consider using a key code, password, and setting your phone screen to lock very quickly when no one is using it, particularly if you expect to be in a potentially volatile situation. While the police can't legally force you to unlock your phone, they can ask you to, and if you do that, you forfeited your rights. The correct answer to a cop's request to search you, your vehicle, or your phone is, "No, officer, I do not consent a search. Thank you." Finally, remember that a police can always ask a judge for a search warrant, so think carefully about what's stored on your phone, including photos, contacts, and app data. You can learn more about your rights from the Electronic Freedom Foundation or on the web at EFF.org. A public service message from the EFF and your freedom-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. That was the PSA for the hour. So hopefully this computer can actually start working up now shortly. But either way, coming up next, we're going to talk about the setback in which that Dustin Pedroia suffered yesterday, in which causes concern if you're a Red Sox fan and especially the Red Sox heading into spring training. All of that plus much more coming up after this break, if we do take one. So let's see how we're gonna do this. It's only one way to find out. Nope. Guess not. We're gonna go on break right now. So, but either way, so if you are the Red Sox, we might as well just talk about this now. What do you do now if you're the Red Sox, especially with for Dustin Pedroia? So, for those that that haven't heard by now, in terms of Pedroia, he had a setback in rehabbing his knee, in which that he's looking to come back from. So, we'll see. I'm trying to pull up. Where's this article? This article was here. Just had it, as a matter of fact. Oh, man. That sucks. But, all right. Either way, here it is. Here we go. So, Pete Abraham reported yesterday evening that with another setback, Dustin Pedroia he's mulling his future. And the Red Sox second baseman is again contemplating, this according to Pete Abraham in the Boston Globe. He said that, quote, "Red Sox second baseman Dustin Pedroia is again contemplating an uncertain future after what two major league sources say was a significant setback with the health of his left knee. He's discussing his options with family members, the Red Sox, and his agents. The condition of his knee is such that playing again appears unlikely,
but no decision has been reached about what will come next for one of the most accomplished players in team history. I mean, the situation really it sucks. It really sucks for Pedroia, because this is a guy who he's only played one way his entire career, and that's hard. And I can't help but commend that. I actually commend that for Pedroia. Kudos to him. But the harsh reality is, when he had that knee operation, which basically, in terms of his knee, like there really is no muscle there. It's just bone on bone. And even just saying that, it just makes me cringe. Like, it doesn't get any better. It gets worse. And I really do wonder, if you're Pedroia, how much longer can you honestly keep saying, you know, let's give this a try. And your body is breaking down right in front of your own very eyes. So I wonder, at what point do you say, how much further can I keep going? I'm not ready to give up on Pedroia. I'm going to make that very clear. I'm not ready to give up on him. But what I am ready to do is say, you know, I don't think I'm ready to accept the fact that Pedroia may never play again. And what makes it sad is, in a sense of what he's done, the dude has only played in 9 games since the start of the 2018 season. Only 9 games. That's it. 9 games is all he's played. And what does that tell you? It tells me an awful lot. It tells me an awful lot in terms of what he's meant to the franchise, in terms of what he brings to the table, as well as what he means to the organization. But here's the truth. Even if he was healthy going into this year, how long do you think he would have been able to hold up? I don't know. Frankly, I honestly don't know. But I'll give you more of my thoughts on the Shukri Wright Show. We're going to take a break now here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Hopefully we can take the break now, and let's see. Oh, man. But I guess in the meanwhile, we will continue. Yeah. But we'll continue for right now, since we're still having some technical difficulties on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. And that is, I do wonder, even if he was healthy, how much of a factor would do you think he would have been able to be, you know, considering all things? I don't know. I really don't. I honestly wouldn't even have expected him to play more than 100 games. I really believe that. And the part that makes us frustrating, if you're a Red Sox fan, is, it's easy to say he should just give up, walk away. But at the same time, this is a guy that's awfully prideful. And we've come to learn that about Pedroia. Very prideful. But at the same time, I really do believe in the heart of hearts that Pedroia, I really do think it's time to hang it up. I really do. Your knee isn't getting any better. It's getting worse. And how much do you honestly think that you can contribute to this team in 2020 and even moving forward? You're getting older, and your knee is also
not cooperating. That's tough.
I mean, it really is.
But with that being said, you can call into the show at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. Oh, by the way, here we go. So, by the way, in terms of the next story that I want to touch on, that I came across the ticker, so to speak, is I did mention earlier that I want to talk about the Bruins for a little bit, and I'm really optimistic about Kevin Miller. I'm going to start off with there. Kevin Miller is a guy who's been in and out of the lineup a lot the last few years. But last season was really the season that he was really missed the most. And it's a shame. Because this was a guy who I really believe that he could have brought a lot of oomph, especially to the blue line. And although it's still too early to say when he'll be back, like in terms of game action, but like remember, this is a guy who he fractured his right knee on April 8th, and then again in mid May as he was slated to return to practice during the Eastern Conference Finals against the Carolina Hurricanes. So he was slated to come back during the playoffs last year, but a setback happened. And then also, not to mention that this is also a guy in which that he had a setback back in October, which prevented him from being able to start the season on time, which is a shame. But I'm telling you, last season, if he does in fact return, this would be a big... a really big upgrade, so to speak, in terms of what he brings to the table and what the Bruins sorely missed a year ago. Because, oh man, the Bruins could have really used Kevin Miller in the Stanley Cup Finals against the St. Louis Blues. And I do wonder that if you are the Boston Bruins, do you think at this point his return will be enough to help push his team over the top? Because there have been some serious issues with this team that hasn't been addressed, and frankly, it's gonna get to a point where that you have to make a decision. You gotta make a move. That you got to make a move in terms of what do you do to address the blue line? What do you do in terms of addressing the top six and even the bottom six forwards and so forth? You know? And so it stops looking at what's the price tag in terms of draft picks and prospects. I do wonder if you're Don Sweeney during this bye week that's officially started last night. What is the plan? What's going to be the next course of action? That I do wonder. So with that being said, looks like we're having the same issues that we had from last Wednesday. Computer keeps freezing. Can't really do anything at the moment, and this is a killer. So with that being said, let's see here. All right. interesting. Let's see if we can get something fixed. Hopefully this is this won't become like a major issue or anything like that. But we'll see. But in the end, for the Bruins, I do think that there's an opportunity to be had. For the Bruins to be able to take a chance and see how all of this plays out. We will be back in just a flash. Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show here on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tusk Free Farm Radio. We got about 20 minutes left in the show, or a little less than that, rather. So I just want to talk about how the Celtics looked the other night. And one of the things that really impressed me most in terms of the Celtics was the ability to bounce back. Because if you noticed, especially early in the game, like they got behind and it really felt like initially that, oh no, this is more of the same. Boo-hoo. But funny enough, actually, it was basically like they kicked it into gear. After however many minutes it was, they really found a way to kick it into gear, and it was great. It was definitely good to see. Now, what I am curious about is can the Celtics carry it moving forward for the remainder of the season on a consistent basis, night in and night out? Because we've seen this team look really great at times, and then we've seen this team look just dreadful like they have been in the last few weeks. And the truth is, Monday's game against the Lakers was an indication of how good the Celtics can be. But here's the issue. Not in terms of the game, but rather in terms of moving forward, can they get the same production out of the guys who look pretty good? Like, Jason Tatum has been terrific this entire season so far. No questions asked. So has Jaylen Brown. Kemba Walker has looked good at times and so forth. Marcus Smart has stepped up big when the team needed him the most. But what I'm curious to see is if the Celtics end up making a move, and I think they need to make a move in the worst way. And I do wonder as if what's going to be the plan moving forward. They have a game tonight against the Grizzlies. It's a 7:30 tip-off on NBC Sports Boston, so that's going to be an interesting game to watch. I'll be watching tonight. So I do ask this, though. I do ask whether if the Celtics, as we all know, can they, by all stretch of the imagination, do you think or do you believe that the Celtics can, in fact, make a move that's going to help propel this team to the next level? If this team, as I think they do believe, if they can make it out of the Eastern Conference to go to the NBA Finals this year, something has to get done by the general manager, Danny Ainge. And I wonder if Danny Ainge is wondering if, looking at this roster and the way that the season has gone so far, that some kind of shakeup is needed. I'm thinking, listen, do they need a big to win an NBA title? It sure as heck will help, no question. Would it be crazy to recommend trading perhaps Gordon Hayward for Andre Drummond of the Detroit Pistons? No, I don't think it'd be crazy. But I think it would definitely give you something that you need. Because I think Gordon Hayward at this point, in my humble opinion, I think he's just an extra. I don't think he's a vital piece like a Tatum and a Brown or a Smart. I think he's just an extra. He's a valuable and a very good extra. Don't get it twisted. But it's a suggestion that I just think that if you're the Boston Celtics, you have to consider looking at all fronts now, because here we are at this point in the season, the All-Star game a month away in Chicago, that you got to wonder, hey, do we honestly have a chance to compete for a title this year, to come out the East? My answer is yes. Like, honestly, truthfully, yes. Even though with the horrid stretch that they've just gotten themselves out of over the last few weeks, which included dreadful performances against Philly, against Milwaukee, I think they have a chance. But I think that ultimately, performances like we saw on Monday night against the LA Lakers, albeit one game, but the talk in terms of the media as it pertains to the Celtics has been, they haven't had a signature win yet this year. They do now against the best team in the West and the Lakers. And a team I really do think, should the Celtics get that far, that they will end up facing in the NBA Finals come June. I really confidently believe that. I really do. You can call into the show at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. So, here we are at this stage of the season. I got to ask you, because I ask out of a place of curiosity. Do you think the Celtics are in well position, given that they're 28 and 14 right now? Do you think that they're in position to make a serious run out of the East? I do wonder the same thing, honestly. Like I really do, because if there's one thing that I know, and that is for the fact that you look at the teams, and also in the Eastern Conference, like the Milwaukee's of the world, the Philadelphia's of the world, you know? And I do wonder that if you are a Celtics fan, how much faith and how much hope do you have? Do you have in the Boston Celtics as it currently stands in terms of where they are in the East? Because right now they're behind Milwaukee, Miami, Toronto. In fact, they're actually a half a game behind Toronto for the third seed in the East. So here's this for a kicker. If the Celtics win, let me scratch that. If the Celtics playoffs started tomorrow, they would be facing the number 5-seeded Philadelphia Sixers and their old friend Al Horford. So my thing is, how confident do you honestly feel in the Boston Celtics with the current roster being constructed the way it is and their ability to get past Philadelphia, to get past Toronto, to overcome Milwaukee? Even though they won on Monday night, they still have issues that they need to address. No questions about it. And I just think that for whatever reason, they have got to figure out how they're going to resolve their issues. Because they need to. They absolutely need to. And I just think that we're at a point now in which that if you're Brad Stevens, if you're Danny Ainge, and if you're White Grousebeck, do you think for one moment that do we have a viable chance to compete for a title this year? But of course, the championship expectations in Boston and so forth, I mean, that's a given. But realistically, I don't see a reason why the Celtics team shouldn't be able to. But the truth of the matter is this. There are some things that I really liked. Like, for example, they made more of a concerted effort, although their shooting from three-point range was terrific. But their ability to settle for two-point shots, a lot more of a concerted effort there. They weren't just settling for jumpers. And I feel that was something that they were doing during the stretch in which that they struggled. And I know Marcus Smart got crazy hot the other night, scoring 37 points. And I believe he made, what, 11 three-pointers? Yeah. So, to me, I just think that if you're the Celtics, there has got to be more that you can do. A trade that can be made to improve this roster for the stretch run. Because I don't know about you, but there's very little reason to believe that the Boston Celtics can't make a run. I think they can, and I think they will. I mean, that remains to be seen. As far as how far and how deep can they go? Who knows? Who knows? We got about 7-8 minutes left in the show. Call in at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. For some reason, again, I don't know why. I don't know why I'm still having problems with this monitor. But at any rate, let's see. We do have the voicemobile coming up at 3 o'clock. So stick around for that. Boy, this is going to be interesting. But anyway, so in the final 7.5 minutes we got left, I'll offer you some of my final thoughts and things to look forward to for tomorrow's show. The Bruins are now in their bye week. Their next game won't be until literally the end of the month, January 31st, in Winnipeg. They won last night against the Vegas Golden Knights, in which that they came from behind to win, scoring those two goals. Jake DeBrusk, David Krejci, the heroes in the third period for the Bruins. And I do know this for a fact. I do know that if you are the Boston Bruins, you have question marks that you need to address. And the question mark that I do wonder is this. What are you going to do to address the blue line moving forward? Now, I understand you called up Jeremy Lawson, which I really like what I saw yesterday out of the kid. And then on top of that, also, I also really enjoyed what I saw out of the forwards in yesterday's game, especially Coyle moving up to the second line. It may have been out of necessity, but I really liked it a lot. Krejci was down on the third line and so forth. So that in itself was fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. And it still remains to be seen what Don Sweeney does, but they know for sure, without any question, without any doubt, that they need to absolutely make some sort of move and deal to get themselves right, because what they have right now is not enough. It's not going to be enough, and it's not going to be enough for them to get back to the Stanley Cup final. Even though, statistically, they're slightly better offensively than where they were last year at this time. Defensively, they're better than where they were last year at this time going into the All-Star break. But the construction of this roster is not going to be, it's not going to be enough to get them past the likes of Washington in the East. Because right now, it looks like Washington is going to be that team come the Stanley Cup playoffs, come April, and so forth. And with all of that being said, I just want to spend the last couple of minutes left on the show just going through programming notes. As a reminder, tomorrow I'll be back on 9 a.m. to 12 noon. right here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. And Friday, I'll also be on from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. All the times list I mentioned that they are all Eastern time. Right here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. And as well, Saturday at my regular slot for 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. So I'll be on tomorrow morning, Friday afternoon, and Saturday evening. So it's been a blast for the last 3 hours, although the last hour has been filled with some turbulence on my end, technical problems. But nevertheless, it's been fun. Tomorrow will be a better day. And I can't wait to see what's going to continue to come out from the Bruins over the next 9 days that they have off, what the second half of the season has in store, plus the Celtics, as we approach February, what are they going to look like for the stretch run as we head towards the NBA playoffs? It's going to be a very interesting spring for the Bruins and the Celtics, respectively, and of course with the Red Sox, because they still haven't made a decision in terms of the manager. Who are they going to hire as manager? So that remains to be seen. So here we go. And off we go. It's been a blast. Coming up next, we have another show coming up at 3 o'clock. So stick around for that. This has been the Shukri Wright Show. Wrapping up for today on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. This is Shukri Wright signing off. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Tuss Freeform Radio.
Want to take over? Question, how do I,
Hello, okay. All right, this is WMFO Medford, and we're gonna see. Let's see what's going on here. Got all these things open. Oh, this is. Is this frozen?
Yeah.
So we don't have the use of the. Let's see. Oh, this is not good at all. And you can't log anything. Okay, folks. Well, just bear with me a minute. I'm gonna put some music on. Welcome to the Voicemobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice. Happy to be here. It's nice and sunny out, not too cold. So we've got some interesting new music. If I can get the player to, So I only have one disc again. This one's not even accepting my disc. Oh, get in there. This is not good. Get in there. All right. So last week I only had one disc, which means you have dead air in between every time you have to switch things.
Yeah, which was
a real pain.
Yeah.
All right, so let's see. A room. Let's put on, I don't know what this is, but we'll find out. 2 minutes. We want something longer than 2 minutes. Let's try something longer than, well, all right, we'll see how this works. So this should be, and this hasn't been switched yet. Okay, so we want this and this. Hopefully this works. No. This isn't working either.
Looks like I switched to program.
This is crazy.
Yeah, this is so
crazy. You don't have anything.
Nothing.
Well, there's the cursor, but it's like,
Yeah.
So you don't have any either?
I had no music at one point.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
All right, so you tried to switch this. Let's see if we can get, all right, so default, okay. So that should, okay, this is switch this, didn't switch it. Okay, let's do this and, okay. All right, now that's doing that. So CDs, all right, so CD 1.0. We want to see, well, let's try, oh, this is crazy.